You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Up next on the program, we have Neil Joseph, the founder and CEO of MobiCom, and that's up next right here on Enterprise Radio.
My biggest regret over the course of my career was passing by opportunities I saw like this, right? Where I see something that I'm personally really passionate about, and there's a big industry that's just not delivering what it needs to its customer. And it's probably two or three times over the course of the last 20 years where I've seen something like that, or my kids have told me about something like that, and I've just not really listened to myself. And I find that that personal connection, that personal insight, that connection to what you're doing is so incredibly important. And so if I could leave with one message, I think it's if you can harness that passion, there's really nothing that can stop you.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
And once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Neil Joseph, the founder and CEO of MobiCom, a global company delivering leading-edge customer engagement technology, discussing today how they have turned consumer behavior into brand loyalty. Looking forward to the conversation, and Mr. Joseph, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it.
And certainly our pleasure. Thanks for your time. So if you would, for starters, tell our audience a little bit about your background and how you became or came to lead the global technology firm MobiCom.
I founded MobiCom just more than 8 years ago, solving a problem in the restaurant industry where I was the CFO, the accountant. And we needed to differentiate ourselves from the competition. And so I developed the original loyalty program that the restaurant group still uses today. And that was a single system across 23 restaurants in 8 countries and 8 currencies. So that was the start. And from small beginnings, I founded MobiCom and built it into what it is today, a digital currency business that liquefies loyalty and other digital currencies. And customer engagement is all about keeping consumers engaged with the brand. Building trust and confidence is what the brand is about. And we were fortunate towards the end of 2017 to list MobiCom on the ASX in Australia. So that's a bit about my background.
And I've got to say that's quite impressive. Now, companies who are serious about customer engagement technology solutions are known to flock to your company from what I've heard. What is it about MobiCom that has resulted in such a trusted suite of solutions when it comes to customer behavior and brand loyalty?
The two main reasons why I believe this is so. Firstly, it's really important to provide clients with a solution that they can trust. So we must be able to deliver on our promises and to provide a cost-effective solution that really surpasses their expectations. We've got public listed companies in various parts of the world using our technology, and that's a big responsibility for us, and it takes a dedicated team to keep delivering on our promises. And then secondly, we've built our technology solution in a modular fashion. That means that we've got many features and tools that can be used individually or together with other modules that provide our clients with a lot of flexibility, really. And that is, it's not one solution fits all companies. We're able to adapt and massage the technology to be able to provide our clients with a customized solution. And this is generally at a fraction of the cost that they would normally have to pay for an enterprise solution. So that's where we believe those two real competitive advantages we have over other companies.
Now, Mr. Joseph, as a global company, MobiCom works with companies around the world. What is the one consistent need you find organizations must get their heads around when dealing with loyalty programs?
I really believe the most important thing is simplicity. Keep things very simple. Most marketing managers want their programs to be too complicated and sophisticated. And all that does is it confuses the consumer, it confuses the staff that are running and marketing the program, and really it makes it just too complicated. So keep it simple. Gain the consumer's trust by keeping your promises. What I mean by that is give the customers what they expect and give them a little bit more every now and then. And believe me, you'll have them spreading the good news all the time. So really, just keep it simple.
And keeping it simple, that's some great advice. Today we're joined by Mr. Neil Joseph, the founder and CEO of MobiCom, a global company delivering leading-edge customer engagement technology. Here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, you have recently made a number of successful strategic acquisitions over the past 18 months. As CEO, what is your advice for organizations who are looking to acquire a company or a startup?
I think what one has got to do is just take a step back and identify a few key points when it comes to making an acquisition. There's always going to be difficulty merging two cultures together. So these few points are really important to keep at the top of mind. So the first is, can you trust the people whose company you're buying or which company you're buying? So is what you're buying what you expect it to be? And if you cannot trust the people running the business, then either you need to get rid of them or you should not be buying it. So that's the first one. The second point is, will the acquisition add to shareholder value? So will you be able to generate a greater return on investment by making that acquisition rather than growing through organic growth? And often we find that organic growth is a lot slower than growth by acquisition. So that's the second one, is will it add return to on investment value? And then the third point is, will you be able to get all of the staff of the two different companies working together, as I mentioned earlier? It's very hard to merge cultures. It's a cliche, but what we need to ensure is that 1 + 1 = 3. So the sum of the parts should be more than the individual companies added together. So those are the three points. So can you trust the people? Will the acquisition add shareholder value? And three is, will 1 + 1 = 3? So those are the three most important things when we acquire a company.
Really some fantastic direction and information there. Much appreciated. Lastly, how do you maintain momentum as an organization with so many moving parts? And how do you prioritize your daily activities as a leader with so much going on?
I think what's really important is a leader needs to lead and not do. And this is the hardest part of being a founder of a startup company, is you tend to do everything all the time. But as you grow, you need to step back and make sure that your team around you is part of the leadership of the group. And this is the hardest part, ensuring that the key team leaders actually do what they should be doing and achieve the objective set. So give them the space and the resources to achieve. And if they don't, you need to change something. But the most important thing is just to stand back, guide, and be a leader, not try and do everything as you used to do when it was a small startup company.
Well, Mr. Joseph, you've done an outstanding job through MobiCom, and we certainly appreciate your time and advice shared here today. As listeners are certain to want to get more information, where can they find further details on MobiCom online?
The easiest is to go to our website, so that's mobicom.co. That's the simplest, and then we've got a Facebook and a LinkedIn page. So if you search for MobiCom, MobiCom.co, that will generally find you information and be able to get a hold of us. We've got offices in 3 countries. That's in Australia, South Africa, and in Singapore. But we operate across multiple territories. But our website will really give you the information you're looking for.
And that certainly sounds easy enough. Again, Mr. Joseph, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you for the opportunity to chat to you. I appreciate that.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Neil Joseph, founder and CEO of MobiCom, a global company delivering leading-edge customer engagement technology. And for all the details, visit mobicom.co. And this is Eric Dye. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at enterprisepodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.